it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Nick from Paulsbo is. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nick, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get some of the correct answers?
I was, but I was out walking my dog, and, you know, I smoke a lot of weed and walk my dog a long time, so it's kind of a 50-50 if it pulls up.
All right, good to know, Nick. Steve, get out of here.
Well, maybe sometimes they say you need to go back into the situation that you're in, like when you study for a test, you need to study in like the right mindset, so maybe he needs to go walk his dog right now and smoke a bunch of weed so he can remember everything.
That's a great theory.
Okay, let's go.
Charlie's right here next to me.
What's up, Charlie?
Good dog. All right, for those playing along at home, Nick and Charlie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go Mariners!
Go Mariners. What do you call the effect produced when a sound is reflected back at you?
Sound wave?
No.
Echo.
Yes. Oxpeckers live on which continent?
What?
Oxpeckers live on which continent?
Australia?
No.
Africa.
Yes. What decade was the first successful liver transplant performed?
20.
No.
30.
No.
40.
No. What TV show went through 40 bottles of sunscreen a month to protect its cast?
Pass. Oh, the Survivor.
No.
That one from the island.
We'll pass it. The world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in what Mountain West state?
Wyoming.
Yes. What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Redwood.
Yes. What is the Jewish New Year called?
Rosh Hashanah, I actually knew about three. Damn it.
The Boston Red Sox had an 86-year curse revolving around what player?
Babe Ruth.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. You got Nick.
Oh, I suck. It took too much time.
No, you did just fine. I believe. Not in Steve. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What do you call the effect produced when a sound is reflected back at you?
Echo.
Yes. Oxpeckers live on which continent?
Oxpeckers live on Africa.
Yes. What decade was the first successful liver transplant performed?
The 70s.
No.
80s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What TV show went through 40 bottles of sunscreen a month to protect its cast?
Baywatch.
Yeah. The world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in what Mountain West state?
Colorado?
No.
Montana?
No.
Utah?
No. What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Red.
Yes. Can you say the whole name?
A red sequoia?
No.
A red bird?
No.
What was it? What's the question?
What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Wow. I don't know now. Red. Damn it.
What is the Jewish New Year called?
Yom Kippur.
No.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. The Boston Red Sox had an 86-year curse revolving around what player?
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Yes. Which planet has virtually no water?
Mars.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Saturn.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a tie, 6-6.
Oh.
Nick, nice job.
20-some-odd years, and I get a tie.
After all this time, Nick. You have to call back.
I'm just disappointed Charlie didn't do more to help out.
And Charlie was very quiet, apparently.
Charlie was very quiet. Our friend did know that the world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in Wyoming.
Okay.
He also knew that the colorful name applied to the sequoia was Redwood.
Oh.
Redwood, you were right there. The planet with virtually no water is Venus because it's so hot there.
Mm.
Yeah. Another opportunity coming up at 8:50 for you, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation with my six-year-old Barrett about friends that Brad and I have, some of our closest mates.
You have a lot of them.
I do, and I wanted to know, from Barrett's perspective, who he thinks is the coolest. He ended up picking a member of this radio station. So who was it? You'll find out after Pearl Jam.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barrett, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.